This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Check us out online, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com, they work one with another. You can also take the time to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 double E. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 1 hour, you can go ahead and give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, one of the things that I like to do when we're doing the radio program, and I've always done this since the very beginning, which has been about 15, 16 years ago now concerning radio, was I want you to hear for yourself and I want you to see for yourself. And that's why we have a media outsource set up for you, which is sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as the radio. And I'm going to broadcast today some audio for you to listen to, because over the last week I've been talking about, well, what's going on in our country. I want to play a download from JFK, John F. Kennedy, from back in the 60s, where he's warning the American people concerning as to what's going on today, line upon line, precept upon precept, verbatim. Talking about the gift of the prophetic and the gift of prophecy. Read 1 Corinthians when you get a moment for chapter 14, and you'll see that that's a part of the gifting, regardless if the man knows that he's being used or not. God is faithful to get his message to his people, and he always warns them. And I know people, for the most part, don't like to be warned, but I'll tell you what, that's where real love is found. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. After I play that JFK audio for you, I'm going to play the Eisenhower speech for you as well. They're very short, but again, the reason I'm playing them for you is because I want you to hear for yourself, and again, the outsource sonsoflibertymedia.com is I want you to see for yourself exactly what I'm talking about, so you know that it's right on spot or spot on, so there's no question, regardless of what your opposition will say, or what they'll try to conspire, or what they'll contrive, or how they'll attack you. Because you need to understand that, friends, your enemy is very real. There's no question about it. But I also want to let you know that when the Lord said, come unto me, and I'm going to give you eye salve so you can see, and that he'd open up your ears. Remember, Jesus said time and time again, to he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Right? And remember, the apostles could only do those things that which they've seen their father do and say in the book of Acts. Well, I want you to understand that when you have that anointing in your life, 1 Corinthians 3:19 comes to mind. The word says that the Lord would cause the wise of the world to be taken in their own craftiness. It's really easy to see what is taking place in this country. And folks, again, you need to understand that, you know, I know those people that serve we the people in this country. And I'm talking about the modern day politicians, right? Those that serve themselves and they serve special interest groups and those that have played the Judas to the American people. And first of all, they need to understand that they were the ones to hang themselves just like Judas did when he kissed Jesus by betraying him. Keep in mind, he hung himself, all you bad, bad men listening to me right now. But I want you to understand that, yeah, they have college degrees. But friends, I got a question for you. What good is the college degrees of those that serve we the people if they don't know how to tell the truth? You know, and when I look at in the Bible, I didn't see any of the apostles that had any college degrees. I mean, they went to the school of hard knocks. And we know in the book of Jeremiah, in the book of Revelations, it tells us that the very testimony of Jesus Christ is the gift of prophecy. So in other words, you can only do those things that which you see and hear. Just like King David, when he said of the elders, he said, I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord. In other words, he was led of the Spirit. He was taught of the Spirit and he was raised up by the Holy Spirit. But you also need to understand the danger of what you're allowing these people to do and who they are and what they're doing. And you need to understand that not only is it a danger, but the problem is with the power that they're using and wielding against you on a daily basis, it never required any discipline or sacrifice for them to attain it, friends. I mean, when we talk about the President of the United States of America, do you not realize he's never even ran a candy store successfully, but you allow him to blindly lead you into hell, literally, Psalm 9:17. And when I'm talking about the college degrees and the people that are in power today that are representing we the people, they're not really in power. They've been entrusted by the people through delegation to serve we the people. But we know that that's not what they're doing. They're acting out the Judases against the people that they're supposed to serve, as I said. But you need to keep in mind when it comes to the criminal in the White House, no one can prove, nor can he, that he has any lawful credentials in any particular sense of the word, which can be applicable to his current position, friends. No one can prove it. Furthermore, he can't. And why has he been allowed to stay there for the last 8 years, especially after the American people have judged him by his fruit and seen that he is criminal every step of the word, or every step of the way? Now, what I'm going to do, friends, is I'm going to go back to the JFK speech, the Eisenhower speech. And what I'm also going to do is I'm going to go back and just do a real quick recap over the last week. And I'm going to base this off of the Word of God, premise this conversation off the Word of God. Because, friends, the bottom line here is I'm right. And I know I'm right because I can see this by studying the past, and I can see what the Word of God tells us. And some people say, why do you bring up Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 so often? Because prophetically, on mark, spot on, if you want to know where you're at, America, in God, and under God's perfect judgments right now, when you look at Leviticus 26, he was the one that said exactly what's going on. But what's interesting, through the mercy of God, he brought us through in steps. And he also used the prophetic gift to warn the people to wake up. But it's up to them to respond the way that Jonah preached to Nineveh. Nineveh responded. And keep in mind, when the Son of Man came, he gave forth that same parable. And there's one greater than Jonah that's here now. And that's the Word of God. But friends, you're asking for trouble by allowing these things to go the direction that they're going today. I cannot blame anybody else for that. And furthermore, friends, I'm not talking about a third world country. And furthermore, even furthermore than furthermore, is I love you enough to tell you this doesn't take a genius to figure out, friends. So when we come back, we're going to go down that road that we were talking about last week, but I'm going to let you hear it for yourself so you can determine exactly where we're at and why we're in the position that we're in today, okay? So we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side talking about created chaos, and we're going to take it another step.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale ends Thursday. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We've been talking about this over the last week, and I'm just dragging it out with more information so you can see how clear this is to see who's responsible for what's taking place through global terror. And why is it happening? And folks, people need to understand, first and foremost, we're all in this together, regardless if you're the good guy or the bad guy. But the fact of the matter is if you're the good guy, we shouldn't be tolerating the bad guy, because if we weren't tolerating the bad guy, we wouldn't be talking about this in the first place, right? If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be the bad guy. I like that. Real quick, I'm going to take Steve from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Well, I just heard news just a few minutes ago about some gunfire at the Capitol, and I kind of think that this is... And I, right away, I thought of that Reichstag fire in February of 33.
Okay.
It's all about trying to get us to give up the birthright of freedom.
Oh, that's right.
9/11 and
yep.
All those other things were. Why don't we resist all the distractions and just say, no, I am not going to be an Esau and give up the birthright. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm not going to let you want it. I'm going to redirect you. Why don't we have that defiant spirit?
Well, I think, Steve, more than anything, is that's why we're becoming a proverb and a byword to the nations. The nations are looking to the American people to do the right thing so there's not anarchy throughout the whole world, as Daniel Webster rightly prophesied that if we were to forsake the Constitution, there would be anarchy throughout the world. But America's being laughed at right now by what they're tolerating concerning their representation in the White House. And I think the great wonder is, and the great mystery is, and it's the mystery of iniquity as it talks about in the book of Thessalonians, but the great mystery is here in America is why 318 million people don't enforce that law that Thomas Jefferson rightly said that we were. Because if we fail to do that, this is exactly what we're going to get. And guess what we're getting, Steve? Just exactly what we're unwilling to deal with.
Right, because we're not willing to resist the distractions and enforce the law.
That's right. And I think people are so distracted, they're being entertained out of their liberties, that they love America so much. There's no better way to say this, neither, my friend. They love America so much that they're willing to let someone else sacrifice to give the freedom or to put themselves on the altar of freedom so they can enjoy the things that they're being distracted with right now. But I can rest assured, and so can the American people, that's only going to fly for so long before God's hammer finally falls. And it will fall, and surely it is falling right now. Thank you for the call. Steve, I got to stick to the plan here, folks. If you'd like to call in at any time, stick to the topic, please. We're talking about the global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror. And also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in and add your 2 cents, please do lay it out on the table for 53 countries to listen to. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for that phone call, Steve, from California. We appreciate it. And it's good to know that there's people out there that are willing to stand up and do the stuff. And keep in mind, we don't need a majority to prevail. We need a minority that is keen on setting brush fires in the minds of the people. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We can only do that which we can do, and we leave the results up to God. So, in saying that, friends, what we have been talking about is, namely, when we go over to the book of Jeremiah, just to premise this on the Word of God, because the presupposition is that God is, we can see in Jeremiah 11, I want you to listen carefully. He said, "Which I commanded your fathers concerning the covenant." He said, "Cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant." He said, "Which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them." It's really that simple. "According to all which I command you, so shall you be my people, and I will be your God." Then he said in verse 5, Jeremiah 11, "that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers to give unto them a land flowing with milk and honey, the best of everything," friends. That's you, America. Okay? "And so shall you be my people, and I will be your God." And he said, "Then I answered, and I said, so be it, O Lord," Jeremiah. "Then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear the words of this covenant and do them." Folks, there is no abrogation of God's moral law. When you look to the Old Testament and the New Testament, it's a fulfilling through Christ of the Old Testament. He didn't abrogate. "Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill." He said, "Not one jot nor one tittle shall anywise pass away." Folks, you need to understand that this is applicable unto us today. "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." That's in the New Testament in 1 John. And you can also go over to John 14. "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them," as a positive, "and he that keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him." So there you have it. But I'm in the Old Testament, which is a fulfilling in the New Testament. Then he said this. He said, "Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear the words of this covenant and do them." He said, the Lord did through Jeremiah, "For I earnestly protested unto your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt through blood," friends, "even unto this day, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice." Now, who was he sending? He was sending forth the prophets. Then he said, "Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear unto me, but walked every one in the imagination of their own evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant which I commanded them to do, but they did them not." There's your answer right there, my friend, Steve, from California. They heard the words, but they did them not. But it's interesting how they proclaim that they belong to God, yet they love him so much they disobey him at every given opportunity. Remember, the truth is not in them. They're a liar, and the truth is not in them. The next verse, this is the final one. "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." Now remember, friends, last week I was talking about the guy that was on Facebook. He was an older man. And I had posted something about Operation Northwood. And when I posted that, he responded and he said, "You know, 50 years ago, everybody was calling this a conspiracy theory." He said, "Now the world in which I live," he goes, "theory no more." Exactly right. But who is the one, America, firstly telling you that it was a theory? None other than the face of those that mean to rule over you. They use the useful idiots called the press to promulgate the lie that, listen, it's just a theory. You don't have to worry about anything, friends. It's just a theory. Really, how's that working out for America today? In verse 10, he said, they are turned back to their lawlessness of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. They went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel, his people, and the house of Judah, his people, have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. He said, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, he said, I will not listen unto them any longer. Now, friends, I know everybody loves to talk about end times. Eschatology, friends, some of these people sicken me to the core. Scripture tells us we're to keep the commandments. If we were keeping the commandments of the Lord, guess what? We wouldn't be in the position that we are in today. And rest assured, during the Revolutionary War, friends, everybody was crying around the delegates, the 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, saying there's nothing we can do about it because they wanted to be raptured from responsibility. Rest assured, you will not be raptured from responsibility. God doesn't raise up an army, America, to take them out in the midst of a battle. No, he sends forth his apostles and his prophets to do the stuff through the church. And that's what we should be doing today. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. You know what? We are bringing it down. And we're kicking the hell out of hell, and we're getting heaven in. Amen. When you go to Revelation 17:12, it says, and the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings unto 1 hour with the beast. Folks, when I'm talking about these New World Order monkeys, you are talking about such a small population. It is completely embarrassing at every step that we take to give them power in any sense of the word. And let me tell you, the reason they operate in the dark, it's like when the Christ was crucified. Was he taken in the front of the people? No, because if they would have tried to do that, guess what? They would have been stoned for doing that. They had to do it at night. They had to do it illegally. They had to set up liars to bear false witness against the Christ, just like these people do 24/7. And folks, yet everybody magnifies these bad guys that are calling forth the New World Order. Yes, uncover them. Take the cloak of their covering off. You know who they are, America. You know who the bad guys are. They tell you who they are. They act out accordingly. And we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree when it comes to the New World Order. And we also know that they're the ones creating the chaos so they can bring in a New World Order. Just last week, I told you the end of last week, friends, that the FBI came forward and said that, you know, we're not ready for another jihadist attack. Really? What has the government been doing for the last 15 years, America? What have they been doing besides instilling fear into you, only to paralyze you, only to submit to a foreign enemy that means to enslave you and your children? Now they're coming out and telling you, after labeling you the terrorist, after entertaining America's sworn enemies within the White House, that, hey, folks, if it happens again, there's nothing we can do. No, because over the last 15 years, they have systematically disrobed you and disarmed you, America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call a place for mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dives deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Boy, time flies when you're having fun exposing these New World Order jokers that spit against heaven, and they mean to destroy, they mean to kill, steal, and destroy just like their father does, who has no truth in him whatsoever. Now, friends, I'm going to play this piece by none other than President Eisenhower before he left office, warning the American people of the very things that have transpired today. But I want to, before I get to that point, which should take me just a moment here, I want you to hear this. When you go to Leviticus 26, verse 14, I want you to listen carefully. Listen to the specifics of what God said so you can understand where we're at. But if you will not listen to me and do all these commandments, his moral law, read the Torah, friends, and if you shall despise, oh, by the way, that's what we're established on, common law in America, the Mosaic Institution, just so you understand. But in verse 15, it says, but if you shall despise my statutes or your soul shall abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror. God said this. Okay? I will appoint over you terror. Folks, these minions, if you look in Scripture, you can see where Nebuchadnezzar, he was used by God as a servant for the Lord to bring judgment upon a disobedient people, namely his. You should have seen the end of Nebuchadnezzar, friends. It was not good. And it wasn't good for those that disobeyed God to allow a Nebuchadnezzar. Okay? But listen to this carefully. And that's a dictator of the past. And that's what we see through all the dictators of the present, even in the past, shortly behind us, friends. But when you look at this, I want you to listen to the next one. He said, I will appoint over you terror. Then he said this, he said, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And they that hate you shall reign over you. And how is it that they have been given permission to reign over us? Because that hate us? Because we've obeyed the God that we say that we love. And then he said, not only that, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies to a disobedient people, but they that hate you shall reign over you. Is that what's happening in America today? Yep. And then he said this, and you shall flee when none pursueth, friends. When none pursueth. When none pursueth. See the tactics of the Saul Alinsky method, friends, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And how many times in the past when talking to this topic have I shared with you concerning dictators? The only thing that dictators have working for them is the lie that you believe because they don't have the support. They don't have the support. So let's listen to President Eisenhower in the 60s when he was leaving office while he's warned the American people of... guess who? Listen carefully.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Is that not interesting, friends? How the military-industrial complex, we were warned about them many, many, many years ago. And why is that? Because they can be used to establish what? Well, what we're warning you of right now, to be quite honest with you. Hey, folks, you know, one of the things that we had talked about just bringing back from last week and bringing it over to what we're talking about today here. Remember what Henry Kissinger said? He said those that reject the New World Order, he called them the terrorists. Did you also know that he called our military men dumb, ignorant, dumb and ignorant pawns? Friends, dumb and ignorant pawns. For what purpose, though? Why would he say that? Well, this is exactly what he said. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. This is the guy that sits right next to the President of the United States since when? Well, since I can remember, it would have been Richard Nixon. He's also a known pedophile, just for the record. But he said that your military men, hey friends, if it wasn't for our boys and our girls, we wouldn't have the freedom that we have today. But he calls them just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. You mean like police other nations unconstitutionally? And who would be behind that? The military-industrial complex? Of course, because what are they trying to do? They're trying to establish, just like, again, friends, bringing from last week over into today, China calls for a new world order, which, by the way, is a blueprint for the new world order. That explains why Clinton is giving secrets away. Back in the 90s, he was almost impeached, Article 2, Section 4, for Chinagate, not for Monica Lewinsky. He was selling military secrets to our sworn enemies, right? So we see China's calling for a new world order. Interesting. Russia's calling for a new world order. I thought we were, our presidents, I thought they were at war with each other. No, friends, this is WWF at its very worst. Now the Pope's calling for a new world order. And why and how will they bring in a new world order? Well, go back to George W. Bush, friends. It's right in front of your face. Out of chaos, can we create a new world order? But again, put that into contrast with what our forefathers warned us of, President James Madison, when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. If that's not simple enough for you, friends, just go back to the Oxford Dictionary, where it defined terrorism as nothing but government by intimidation. And since September 11th, who's been intimidating you with the use of fear 24/7, America? And go back again to Condoleezza Rice and listen to what she said carefully of Joseph Stalin's totalitarian government. You notice that word totalitarians used quite a bit, America? Because once you use and understand their methodology, they can't use it against you anymore. They love to pull your hair, smack your face, and then to cry victim as they tear down the laws and perpetuate the crime. But listen to what Condoleezza Rice said. She said, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Well, guess what, friends? Now you have the FBI. And by the way, this is one of thousands of times these people have told on themselves. The FBI just came forward, friends, and said, you know, if there's another jihadist attack, we are not in a position to defend ourselves. We're not ready for this. America, you have to ask the question what they have been doing and what is it that they have been doing over the last 14 and 15 years in this country outside of attacking you and labeling you, America, as the terrorists. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. And here we are. And folks, I can tell you exactly what they are saying. For example, when British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook came forward and he said this. And by the way, friends, look at the timing of these terror attacks globally. And look how they're using the Muslims against the Christians because they want to dominate. They are creating divide and conquer at every given turn, friends, when in fact, if you'd pull the curtain back, you'll see that all groups are being used as a political battering ram to war against each other. So at the end of the day, they win. Think. This is not hard to see. Robin Cook, Intern Services Intelligence, is on record stating, he said it, I did not. The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil in order to drive TV watchers to accept the unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America. That is coming directly from the source, America, directly from the source. France and Germany are trying to warn the American people as to who's responsible for what's going on. But again, going back just a little bit and understanding dictatorships, remember what General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government in 1957. 1957, before this warning came out by President Eisenhower. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. It's kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor. With the cry of grave national emergency, always has there been some terrible evil at home or monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it. Friends, who gains from terror? That's all you have to ask yourself. Be right back on the other side.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zonation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
I fight for the red, white, and the blue. I face all the air.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment. Got a JFK piece to play for you. I want you to listen to this carefully before I play it. And as a matter of fact, I got Georgie, the Porgy, up here so you can hear for yourself. For all those that might criticize the things that I'm saying, keep in mind again, friends, I'm not telling you what I think. I'm giving you the facts directly from their mouths. But before you can be enslaved, I want you to listen to Benjamin Franklin. This will be the best security for maintaining our liberty, said he. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. Here's George Bush, friends. Listen carefully.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance of this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
UN's.
Out of these...
Friends, he goes on and he goes on. We don't have the time. It's easy to find. the UN's founders. Who are the UN's founders, friends? Who's sitting at the round table at the UN, friends? Any upright citizen? Any righteous individual that you might know of? Nope, neither me. It was created out of World War II. Out of war, out of chaos can we create. Off the backs of 405,399 men and women who fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. It may have been conceived as a good idea. It usually is. And then what happens is corruption gets in there because good men do nothing to prevent the corruption. And then what happens, or if they do, they're taken out, and then others are afraid to stand in their place. Right? Which makes cowards of men. Yeah, let me just say this before I play JFK here. You know, Scripture tells us in King James, it tells us that I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. I can even sense right now, friends, just all of the innocent individuals who are willing to make the American people aware of what's transpired at the present, and they've done nothing on the behalf of that sacrifice. You know, I want to say this, and I want you to listen carefully. This is found in 1 Corinthians, by the way, 2:9. But I'm going to give you my own version. It's actually Charles Spurgeon's version, the Prince of Preachers. Listen carefully. I has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that hate Him. God is taking you, you devilish jokers, in your own craftiness. And you may think for one moment you're getting one over on somebody. You ain't getting one over on anybody. Just like I tell little kids that try to play the system concerning God's government, you're not getting one over on anybody. You're getting one over on yourself. And you're playing games with your own eternity, like it or not. Folks, here's JFK warning the American people before he was assassinated concerning things to come. We are now in them times.
Secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.
Sound familiar, friends?
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding. And from that understanding comes support or opposition. And both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Amen. You know, how contrary to the first staff meeting in 1981, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. That was the CIA director back in 1981, William Casey. You know, but I end this show with this, because we're going to pick up another portion of this tomorrow. It was Adolf Hitler and his little devilish minions that said it's a good thing for people in power that people never think. America, are you thinking?
It's time to think. It's well beyond time to think. And that's what we're doing here in the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh boy, 24/7. We are making sure that this message gets out there to the masses. We just got back from being on the East Coast doing so many events, passing out gospel tracts, doing radio interviews, doing our own radio program. We are literally doing all that we can to win the more to Christ. And we want you to be a part of doing that. And how you can help us do that is by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. People say, well, I don't know if I can do that, so on and so forth. Well, listen, if you go out to eat once a month, how much does that cost for probably your family? I think you could spare maybe a coffee or two a week, put it all together in one lump sum and say, hey, I can give so and so so much a month, or I can do more than that. You know what? I want to be a part of getting this message out there, because every time I listen to the show, I'm convicted, I'm motivated, I'm inspired, and I want to make sure that
and
other people out there.
And we hear it all the time.
Yeah, and other people out there need to hear the same truth that you're hearing now, opening men's eyes to see through the Holy Spirit, opening up their ears to hear through the Lord's Word, bringing forth true repentance and bringing forth knowledge throughout this land.
Acts 20:21.
That's right. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and support us on a monthly basis.
And thank you for those that do support us. We'll be talking to you in 23. You got Bradley and Stephanie. sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. See ya!
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.